from Radio Row at the Super Bowl in Indianapolis, Indiana. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Great to be with you from Radio Row in Indianapolis, Super Bowl 46. Heck of a show lined up tonight. Lots of fun here on Radio Row. We are going to have Jerry Kramer, the legendary former Packer offensive guard, played in Super Bowls 1 and 2, won championships with the Green Bay Packers. And he's got some stories not only from those days about the team he played on, but also old-time Brown stuff, the classic stuff. And he was part of that as a player. Rich Gannon, the former NFL quarterback, the NFL on CBS analyst, also works for SiriusXM NFL Radio, broadcasting here. Rich, assigned to a few Browns games this season for CBS, knows the team pretty well, so we'll get into some of that with him, along with talking about the quarterbacks in this game, obviously. Tom Brady and Eli Manning. And Antoine Molden, going to get some local flavor, the Glenville High School graduate and the Patriot cornerback, going to talk with him about the path from Glenville to the NFL. And then just a little something different, Larry the Cable Guy joins us as well. We go into some comedy, some entertainment. Now, news of the day, news of the week. And there isn't much here, folks. There is not much here in the way of newsy stuff. It's all about, really, Radio Row, about the personalities and the celebrities. And there's some actors who are coming around here tomorrow and different people besides Larry the Cable Guy. And you'll hear the laughter and frivolity. That's pretty much been it. But as far as hard news, Rob Gronkowski's ankle is the limit of that. He's the standout tight end, of course, for the New England Patriots. Guy I've known for a long, long time, since he was a kid. And I grew up in the neighborhood by my home in Western New York, and went to school with my younger daughter. And this is a kid who just seeing how he's evolved as a tight end has been something fascinating to watch in the NFL. He's really, obviously, we know, what a dynamic player. But he's a big story in this game because his ankle, which he injured against Baltimore in that AFC Championship game, has obviously been a concern. What is his level of limitation or production going to be? And our own Will Bursch, who is here producing, and you'll also hear him after this show on 3D. But Will, you had a chance. You were at the Patriots news conference today, and that really was the buzz there, talking about Rob's ankle.
No, it certainly was. It's funny. I was talking to Browns PR guy Dan Murphy yesterday, who was with him, and he said he got asked about the ankle at least 45 times. At least 45 times. That was the focus once again today. As you'll hear in a minute, he does say it's feeling better. He did not practice today, though, which is still a little bit alarming if you're a Patriots fan heading up to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, not practicing, and getting into those questions about his practice status, about the status of the ankle during the news conference. Let's give it a listen.
Yes, definitely. Every single day I'm improving. It's feeling way better than it was a week ago. It's feeling better than it was yesterday. So it's making positive strides every day. Anything's possible. I could be practicing the next 3 days, and I could be not practicing at all.
Rob, where do you feel your cardio is right now? A lot of times I think these guys don't get to do a lot of running.
That's where I'm wondering, too. The training staff has us doing things to keep it up. Eating healthy every single day, not making sure you're eating trash. So just staying that weight, doing what you possibly can do so that you can stay in shape.
Have you been able to do any running in the last
week? Not really. Whatever the training staff, they propose things to me that I can do and what we do together. And we'll see what we do today. And excited and anxious to be out there today and see what we can do.
Lastly, are you getting any kind of subtle or overt pressure from guys like Brady and Light about making sure you're out there on Sunday?
Not really. I mean, they obviously say stuff joking around.
Like what?
You know, I don't know. I forgot already, but I know they did. They say stuff like joking around and everything. They know that in the training room, just trying to get better every day. Obviously, I'm anxious to be out there with the team, doing everything I can be to be out there. So we're all just working hard. They're working hard, just worrying about their job. I'm working hard, worrying about my job right now.
Will, from the time he was a kid, when I first met him, always had that personality, likes to joke around, and having kind of fun with this topic, too, because I think the Patriots, as is their way about it, and most teams are this way, but as protective as they can be with injury information.
Oh, and they're more so than anybody else in the league, and I thought it was hilarious that when asked, you know, what do they joke around? He's like, I forgot already. Yeah, that's
sure
exactly. But that's how Bill Belichick has this organization. That's how he has these players tight-lipped. Don't give anybody any kind of information on anything, because obviously they probably have a better idea of where his ankle is at this point.
No doubt.
They don't want to let anybody else know, because that completely changes the defensive game plan against their offense.
Yeah. One day he's wearing a walking boot, another day he's not wearing it.
And they're analyzing his walk across the field.
Yeah.
Is he slightly limping?
Yeah.
I can't tell.
Only Dan Murphy knows.
Exactly.
PR staff from the Browns, I'm joking about that. He was assigned by the NFL. He's working this along with Neil Galkas, working the Super Bowl, as is the case. Pretty much the reps for most of the NFL teams help out here with PR, because you know, you have only a few thousand media, international media, covering this game. So NFL staffing reaches out and gets a lot of help, a lot of volunteer PR as well. Well, thanks so much for your help on that. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Vic.
We'll catch you after this show again on 3 Deep. We go to the mailbag to ask Vic. It's driven by Liberty Ford. You submit the questions to the Browns' official Facebook, Twitter pages. From Facebook, Steve asks, what ways are the Browns considering to fix the right tackle spot? Is it more likely to be fixed through free agency or the draft? And if it's through free agency, who are some of the likely targets, and how do you see them fitting? This is a good question, Steve. I think it's actually more through the draft. Hard to really dive into what the free agency picture looks like now. It's pretty early to get a handle on that. March 13th is when you're going to see that free agency period begin, when you're going to find out who really is out there. Because teams, you could see the names of players whose contracts are scheduled to expire, but that doesn't mean they'll expire. That could very well, I mean, sometimes right down to the last minute, teams can re-sign their own players and often will make that the priority. That has been the trend in free agency, guys they want to keep. If you see a guy that looks like an attractive free agent, he is likely to be very attractive as well to his own team. So keep that in mind. I think the draft is where the Browns would go to address that spot as part of their overall aggressive nature, I think, in drafting to fix the offense, to get more help to the offense, and O-line is a big part of that. All right, coming up, we told you this lineup. In a couple of minutes, we're going to have a conversation with a legendary. And he is a legendary player, legendary guy, Jerry Kramer. He's been a best-selling author. He's been an advocate, by the way, for wounded warriors, for soldiers who have come back from the wars with all kinds of terrible wounds and injuries. And he is a big advocate for that. So great to hear from him talking about that, as well as going down memory lane as part of Super Bowls 1 and 2. That is coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. We are broadcasting to you live from Radio Row Super Bowl 46 in Indianapolis. Stick around for more on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The wheel of a new Ford and save at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Choose from hundreds of Rangers in stock now with up to $6,000 in rebates. Plus, get a free remote start and bedliner with your purchase now through January 31st. Only at Liberty Ford. That's right, up to $6,000 in rebates plus a free remote start and bedliner on a new Ford Ranger. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Browns fans, place your deposit now for 2012 season tickets and club-level memberships to get first choice of available 2012 seating options. For more information, call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com.
Med and NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12. True to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Browns fans, place your deposit now for 2012 season tickets and club-level memberships to get first choice of available 2012 seating options. For more information, call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com.
At Green Mountain Coffee, we believe in the power of a great cup of coffee.
I realized every problem can be an opportunity if you look at it the right way.
We selectively source our coffee from across the globe. Then we carefully roast and blend it perfectly, so all the inspiration we put into it helps you get a little inspiration out.
I realized sometimes a great cup of coffee is all I need to get a new perspective.
Green Mountain Coffee, a revelation in every cup. Available in bags and K-Cup serving for Keurig single-serve brewers.
Game on and go green with CSU Viking men's basketball as they take on Butler Saturday, February 11th at 11 a.m. Help the Vikings paint the Wolstein Center green when the first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a green CSU Vikings t-shirt. Cheer on the home team during Wednesday's Game On rally at CSU's Student Center when the really big show appears live from campus. Fans at the rally have the chance to win great prizes, including a pre-game tailgate party. Get your CSU versus Butler tickets at 216-687-4848 or CSUhoops.com. PJ's Pizza, Final Four Taste finalist in the Plain Dealer Pizza Play, and home of the one-of-a-kind potato pierogi pizza, wants you on their team. Come into PJ's on Ridge Road in Parma, or call for delivery and experience the taste of Italy for yourself. PJ's offers a variety of pizzas, wings, sandwiches, and much more. Made fresh every day at a price that can't be beat. Visit PJ'sPizza.com or call 440-885-4355 to place an order. PJ's Pizza on Ridge Road in Parma. Any way you slice it, it's the best pizza around.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on location at the Super Bowl in Indianapolis, Indiana.
And we do welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, loving life here in Indianapolis. Another beautiful day, as it was, I know, back in Cleveland. We are live on Radio Row, Super Bowl 46. It was an action-packed Radio Row, kind of. It's still pretty action-packed, but it's toning down a little bit. But from this morning on, this place was just a mad scene here with all kinds of celebs and former players, different people coming in for various interviews. The NFL Network set here, radio sets from all over the country surrounding us. It's really been something incredible to behold it. In fact, spectators have been waltzed through here all day to see it. There's actually a spectator section to kind of watch us do our thing here. So that's been kind of fun as well. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube, a conversation with Packers legend, former offensive guard Jerry Kramer. I asked him about being part of the Packers' first two Super Bowl championships, 1 and 2, and how that's impacted the Super Bowl for the remainder. When you think back to those years, to Super Bowl I and Super Bowl II, and being part of those championships, which at the time for you was the greatest thing, the biggest thing, but to see what this game has grown into, could you have ever envisioned, take us back to Super Bowl I, and as big as it felt, we were calling it a Super Bowl, did you ever envision how it would grow to this?
No, I couldn't. I don't know that anybody really saw it, Beck. I don't know that anybody really understood what was going to happen. I was telling somebody earlier about Pete Rozelle at Super Bowl XI. He had his longtime assistant Bill Granholm sitting next to him, and he looked out over Super Bowl XI. He says, "Granny, did you ever believe it would get this big?" Now, Pete's a commissioner for 25 years,
yeah,
and this was Super Bowl XI.
Right.
So I remember an instant replay. I'm talking about life after football. And I said, well, you know, I'll be around for a couple of years and I'll drift off into the mists of time and go back to being whatever I'm going to be doing. And that'll be the end of it. And that's pretty much what I thought. So the success of the game, the blown up nature of the game is just stunning to me. I just look at it and shake my head, and the fans are absolutely sensational. The Packer fans are just over the top, you know, and they still, I went to the playoff game there with the Giants, and
right.
I was introduced and I got a roar like a quarterback big. I mean, it was just wonderful. It was probably one of the nicest ovations I've ever had, and it just made my heart pound. So I probably never will get over it.
You know, you talk about the
when we think Packers, we think of Jerry Kramer, we think of Bart Starr, but always think of Vince Lombardi. And you pull up to this place, this JW Marriott, and that Super Bowl trophy, as large as life, is there, and it's called the Lombardi Trophy. Number one, you know, when my regret in life is never getting to know or talk with Vince Lombardi, but reading about him through any number of books done about him, and of course seeing the Broadway play on him, so forth, movies. The idea is that he certainly appreciated his place in the game, that he would get a kick out of something like that, right? I mean, that would be a big deal to him. And I'm not saying egomaniac, but I guess every coach has got an ego.
Of course. If you play the game, you've got an ego. It's just a matter of it being healthy,
yeah,
and being comfortable with it, and not going into arrogance. Ego is, you got to be cautious with it, because it can become arrogance very simply and very easily, and often does. And arrogance is ugly, and it is
right.
Counterproductive. And we don't like that, but a healthy ego, I think that's part of life.
What would be his reaction to seeing that? What would he say? He would laugh.
He would laugh. I think he'd say, "Look at that." He had a wonderful laugh. You know, he's a horrible joke teller, but he just had a wonderful laugh, and a belly laugh, a deep, just a roaring laugh.
Was his football pure, you know, his being a football purist, would that have, with all of this, being Radio Row, having thousands of media throughout the world, having players in time, you know, being pulled in all directions, having himself pulled in all directions for these media responsibilities, would that have bugged him?
I think to a certain extent, you know, he was focused on the game and focused on focusing us on the game, and so every distraction was a problem, and he hated the distractions. And actually, for Super Bowl I, we stayed in Santa Barbara the week before the game and came down the day before the game to get away from the distractions. So it probably would have been annoying to him, and he always got a little nervous too before the game, and I got a CD out called Inside the Locker Room, and I was playing it recently, and I was listening to it again, and we're getting ready for Super Bowl II, and he's telling us where to line up. Now, we've been together for 9 years, and we've been through 150 games or something, right?
Yeah.
And he said, okay, we're going to be introduced, left guard, left tackle, left right, center, right. And I'm going, you've got to be kidding me. He's telling us how to line up and how we're going to be introduced. And this is like our 200th time.
Yeah.
So he was a little nervous, is what that was. And so he was just going over a few things and last-minute details, but also he was settling himself down, I think.
Jerry Kramer, the legendary former Packer offensive lineman, of course, part of the victories, the championships of Super Bowls 1 and 2, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Radio Row at Super Bowl 46. The fact that you and those Packer players were part of winning the first two Super Bowls, it should give you some kind of ownership of this game in some respect. Beyond the fact that it's called the Vince Lombardi Trophy, you guys set the table for the 44 Super Bowls that have followed.
Well, there was a quality about that Green Bay Packer team. It was a time in society when we were questioning a lot of values in our society. Mm-hmm. And we were free love and all kinds of expressions and whatnot. And we were a team that was disciplined and committed, professional.
Mm-hmm.
We wore our blazers and our ties, and we conducted ourselves like professionals.
Sure.
And we had a whole different take on the world. So we were kind of an anachronism, maybe, something from yesterday, the day before, or behind. But his philosophies were from the ancient Greeks. He read ancient Greek, he read Latin, and I think Aristotle said, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence then is not an occasional act, it's a habit. Coach Lombardi said it very simply, you don't do things right once in a while, you do them right all the time. I hear that voice in the back of my mind, you know, and I will forever hear it. But he had a bunch of very fundamental, basic values: hard work, preparation, commitment, consistency, discipline, pride, character, perseverance, the kind of things that I think are necessary in any walk of life if you want to be a success.
And the rarity, because you didn't have the so-called troublemaker guys. You were, like you say, all buttoned on. But you, of course, you had a Max McGee. Of course, you had a Paul Hornung. And Max's thing was legendary, missing curfew and then playing in the game and having the big catch and so forth. But I wonder today how, with the kind of media scrutiny that we have now, how that would have played in 2012 versus back in the 60s.
Interesting question. You think maybe Max might change his strategy just a little bit and not go to Sunset Strip the night before the Super Bowl. But then Max was Max, you know. He was a free spirit and a wonderful athlete, a super talented athlete, and used a fraction of his skills most of the time. Of course, Hornung was his companion, and if they one couldn't find trouble, the other could. So they were constantly looking for something to do or something to get into, and they're a great story. They're a great part of our fun up there.
This being a Cleveland show, just want to connect you to any of the great Cleveland memories you have between the Packers and the Browns and that era.
Oh, we had some great games against the Browns. We used to go into the preseason. We'd go play a doubleheader there. And Otto Graham was my coach at the college all-star game, so I had a little appreciation for the Browns. And Jimmy Brown, of course, was playing at the time, and I had a great deal of appreciation for Jimmy Brown. So we would be introduced at the second game, and 80,000 people plus, I guess, around 85,000, I can't remember exactly, but would boo. And it would be a long, prolonged, loud boo, and they just came down on us. And so it was fun to get in the game and at halftime be ahead a score or two, if you could, and then have the booze quiet down and sure. The people start to trickle out the stadium and leave the game. But it was always exciting to play the history of the team, the storied nature of the franchise. Sure. Plus, Jimmy Brown was just a colossal figure in professional football, and all of us were impressed with Jimmy Brown.
Well, on top of the fact that you were a five-time first-team All-Pro, named to the 1960s All-Decade team, won the five NFL championships in 11-year career as an offensive guard for the Browns, also an outstanding author, one of my favorite books of all time, Instant Replay, that you co-authored with Dick Schaap, and talking about that 1967 Ice Bowl championship game against Dallas, you're such a man of many things besides football. But I think I more than anything, I love the fact that you don't forget. And the whole point about the Wounded Warriors is it has a big place in your heart. You're here, of course, on behalf of Blimpie with that cause in mind. And why is it so important to you, and what is it that you think you can do? Jerry, I know it's not a one-man thing, but how much do you think can be done to help with it?
Well, I think, first of all, you can say thanks. I appreciate what you've done, and I appreciate your sacrifice, and I appreciate the fact that you went over there to take care of us.
Yeah.
I understand. And I applaud you for that. And so thank you. I don't know how much you can impact their life. I don't know what you can do to change their life much at this point. But you can say thank you and say that I appreciate your sacrifice and what you've done for this nation. And you have made my life very comfortable and very cozy and very warm by going to Iraq and Afghanistan and around the world to take care of some problems that I couldn't do.
Sure.
So thank you. It'd be the biggest thing I'd say, Vic.
That's a beautiful thought and really a beautiful cause. We thank you so much for joining us on this show.
Thank you.
It's an honor. He's a legend. Jerry Kramer, former Green Bay Packer, champion of Super Bowls 1 and 2, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Radio Row, Super Bowl 46 in Indianapolis. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hi.
current tips for tax season provided by Liberty Ford. 1. Receive your tax return. 2. Go to any Liberty Ford location. 3. Find the pre-owned vehicle that fits your needs. 4. Get approved with Liberty's guaranteed financing. 5. Drive home in your new vehicle. It's that simple. Visit LibertyFord.com to search hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, all makes and models, with special internet pricing, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Ben, Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, great time, great food, get to quick and take a loop.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great time, great food.
Hey Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your ways. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
Have you just about had it with TV timeouts? Would you like to tell the ref what he can do with his whistle? Are your lips chapped to the point that you can't muster one more cheer? Dr. Hess can help with a full line of soothing udder ointment products, including Dr. Hess Udder Sticks, available in 4 great flavors. And just the ticket when you want to scream, stick it. Now available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Discount Drug Mart, they do the runaround. You'll find everything you need.
Hi, gang, Riz here, and Russo Rosalina & Company is the official law firm of the Really Big Show. Family owned and operated, and I'll tell you what, they are Clevelanders. General practice law firm, and they have provided legal service to over 100,000 Ohio residents for 32 years. 2 locations, Richmond Town Square and Parmatown. Probate business, injuries, problems at home, wills, go to rrlpa.com. That's rrlpa.com. Russo Rosalina.
O'Reilly.
Your vehicle is one of your biggest investments. If you've come into some extra cash this tax season, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. From oil changes to major part replacements, O'Reilly Auto Parts has the parts you need in stock. Use this year's tax refund and avoid costly repairs down the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Debt is like a cancer. It painfully eats away at your peace of mind and the quality of your life. As your debt spreads and grows, it kills your ability to get a loan. It can even kill your chances of getting a mortgage or even a job. But now you can eliminate your debt before it kills you. At the Transforming Debt into Wealth Center, we've shown over 2 million people how to eliminate their credit card debts, car payments, student loans, even their mortgage. Our debt-free Bible will show you some of the most successful debt-eliminating secrets in the world. You can get out of debt, no matter how much money you owe or how much money you make. The truth is, the debt-free Bible is free and contains secrets to helping you kill off your debt and live completely debt-free. For your free copy of the debt-free Bible, call now while a limited number of copies are still available. Call 1-800-400-7617. For your debt-free Bible, call 1-800-400-7617. 1-800-400-7617.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on location at the Super Bowl in Indianapolis, Indiana.
And we're back here in Indianapolis, beautiful Indianapolis, Radio Row. For Super Bowl 46, JW Marriott Hotel, place is rocking. It really is. Has been since the day began. Really doesn't stop that much. Maybe pauses a little bit overnight. But this place, this town, really just been in full gear. As more and more people converge on Indianapolis, you're going to have more and more fans, particularly from those from New York following the Giants and those coming in to support the Patriots as we broadcast. Cleveland Browns Daily, it's driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. You can see Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw for the first time together in 10 years on July 29th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Plus, special guests
Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, and Jake Owen. Tickets are on sale now. They're available at Ticketmaster.com or by calling 1-800-745-3000. And this segment with Rich Gannon coming up, it's driven by Liberty Ford. Very happy to have with us Rich Gannon. Of course, you know him from CBS Sports. He did a bunch of the Browns games this past year. At least, what, a few of them, didn't
I would say at least three, man. It's like I did three or four Browns games every year, it seems like.
He's part of the Browns beat, and you also can hear him on Sirius XM NFL Radio. He's broadcasting here all week, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Rich, your perspective, the quarterbacking perspective on this game where we have two great quarterbacks. Let's start with Tom Brady. And what, at this stage of his game and of his career, what's he bringing that could maybe be define that might be different than what we saw the last time he faced this Giants team in the Super Bowl?
I just think experience, wisdom, knowledge in the system, the ability to adjust on the fly. I think that's really what separates Tom Brady from a lot of these quarterbacks, Vic. He's been in the same system for 12 years. You know, a lot of people don't talk about that. Charlie Weiss was his coordinator initially. Then it was Josh McDaniels. Now it's Bill O'Brien. He'll go back to Josh when Bill leaves for Penn State. And while the players have changed around him over the years, the system has stayed the same. While the coordinators have you know, changed around him, the system has stayed the same. I think it's really helped Tom Brady, and I just think that he's a master of his domain. His ability to change plays at the line of scrimmage, change protections, I think will really come in handy this weekend.
So when we hear a lot of times continuity where quarterbacks can be messed up or at least affected by the changes in those coordinator positions, why doesn't it ever really bother Brady?
Well, I think the system has stayed the same. You know, I think that there's, you know, you look at the situation in Cleveland's a great example. You know, Colt learns one system from Brian Daboll. The next year he's got to learn a new system from Pat Shurmur. That's tough. And, you know, now Brad Childress will come in, and now maybe there'll be more subtle changes. So, you know, if you're constantly changing things around the quarterback, I think it's hard to develop. I think it's hard to see steady progress. You know, Sam Bradford's another example. I mean, the same, very similar situation. Year one, he has a lot of success with Pat. Year two, they bring in Josh McDaniels, and he doesn't play as well. So Alex Smith, another great example. Seven different coordinators in 7 years. I think these GMs, I think these coaches are making big mistakes with all the change around the quarterbacks.
Now, Eli Manning, a guy who also has, you know, dealt with his share, I guess, in the course of his career, of being not necessarily dealing with the changes that Brady has at the coordinator or coaching position, but a guy who elevated knowledge just seems like his control, command has never been better.
Yeah, I think he's matured as a quarterback. I think he's gotten physically stronger. I think he's thrown the ball better than he did maybe 4 years ago. You look at his ability to sit in the pocket and take the hits. You know, I think the San Francisco game was a great example of that. My goodness, he got battered, got sacked six times, got knocked down another six or seven times. I just think his ability to do more at the line of scrimmage, his flexibility and freedom, the fact that he's been with Kevin Gilbride all these years, you see him changing protections and changing plays. And I just think that he's taken his game to the next level. I think in a year where they weren't as dominant defensively the first 12 weeks of the season, in a year where they didn't run the ball very well, they were 32nd in rushing this year,
right,
this guy has shouldered more of the load.
With each guy, there are interesting legacy issues that I think can come from this game. And we'll start with Tom Brady to the extent that he's got the three Super Bowl rings, but lost the last time he was in this game. Didn't play particularly well in the AFC Championship game leading to this one. How important is it for him and for the legacy to come out with a win in this game and to play well in the process?
Well, I think it is. I mean, you know how much this defines the quarterback position in this game, and I think that, you know, this guy has been as good as it gets in big games. I know he struggled a little bit last week. I don't see it happening 2 weeks in a row. I think if he's able to win this game, you know, you're talking about the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks. Bradshaw's won four, Joe Montana's won four, now Tom Brady. Regardless to me whether he wins or loses this game, I mean, I think we focus so much in on the quarterback. Tom Brady could play a really good game, and they could lose by a field goal to the Giants. Do we say Brady lost the game? I mean, I think as media, we seem to focus so much in on the quarterbacks and their records and things. If Tom Brady doesn't play the type of football he's played throughout the regular season and they go 13-3, maybe the Patriots aren't even in this game.
Right. No, right. He's been the difference there. And we're visiting with Rich Gannon. Of course, he's a former NFL quarterback, former Super Bowl quarterback. You hear him on SiriusXM NFL Radio, 11 a.m., 3 p.m. Eastern each day. And you also watch him on CBS Sports coverage of the NFL. Had three Browns games this past year. Rich, with regard to Eli and Big Brother Peyton and this being Peyton's town and really Peyton Manning being kind of the story of the NFL or the other story of the NFL besides Super Bowl 46, he's escaped the shadow of Big Brother, right? And now the stage is his. Can he actually even surpass him in terms of recognition, or is that a mountain he can't climb?
I don't know. I mean, if he continues to win, I think they're in different offenses. They're asked to do different things, Vic. I mean, Peyton throws the ball a lot more. Peyton throws the ball a lot more than any quarterback inside the 10-yard line. But I think they're both great players in their own right. I think he's a, you know, you look at what Eli has meant to this football team. I just, if he wins a second Super Bowl, I think he's heading in that direction of supremacy at that position. I mean, it's he's still young. He's still got a lot of football ahead of him. And could you imagine, you know, Archie Manning and Olivia? I mean, to have these two kids, it's incredible. I mean, it's really.
Yeah.
And you know what? The apple doesn't fall far off the tree. You think about how tough Archie was, great player, never missed games. You think about Peyton and his long record there of consecutive starts, and of course Eli right behind him.
And you appreciate all that goes in the quarterback as a purist who watches and studies the position. Are these the two best examples? I know there are other really good examples, but as good examples as you could get on the biggest football stage of how that position should be played?
I think so. I think their wisdom and their knowledge, I think their leadership, I think these two guys to me embody what it means in terms of playing the position, not only physically but mentally. And I think their ability to shoulder more of the responsibility when things don't go well, to deflect a lot of the attention away from themselves when it does go well. I mean, that's what they both have done. And they have good humility. And I think that when you talk to their teammates, you get a real sense of who these guys are. They care about their teammates. I think that's what makes them great leaders.
And do they prove, are you convinced once and for all, I know you always felt this way, that you didn't even need a defense, that, you know, the quarterback was good enough, he could just fling it, put up the yards, put up the points, and then your defense could do the best it can. I'm being a little sarcastic.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think it's, you know, I think you look at teams and how they're winning Super Bowls, and I know you can win with a dynamic offense, but I think it's, you know, you make a mistake or two, and then it's tough, you know, and I think turnovers will be a big story in this game as well.
And you brought up continuity and consistency. The Browns being a team you know pretty well. They hire Brad Childress as their offensive coordinator. Just your thoughts on what his impact.
I'm excited because I think Brad's got the background. He did it in Philadelphia. He was with the Minnesota Vikings. And I think it's another set of eyes, a guy that can talk the same language with Pat Shurmur in terms of the West Coast system. And I think another guy that can work and develop a young quarterback.
Rich, thank you so much for your time. We greatly appreciate it.
Vic, you're the best. Thanks.
He is Rich Gannon from CBS Sports, from SiriusXM NFL Radio. He's broadcasting live here along with Radio Row as we are at Super Bowl 46 in Indianapolis. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Five tips for tax season provided by Liberty Ford. 1. Receive your tax return. 2. Go to any Liberty Ford location. 3. Find the pre-owned vehicle that fits your needs. 4. Get approved with Liberty's guaranteed financing. 5. Drive home in your new vehicle. It's that simple. Visit LibertyFord.com to search hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, all makes and models, with special internet pricing, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Ben, Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our Revved Up Loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer-sized flatbread.
Great times, great food. Too quick to say
to lose. Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert?
Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Be one of the first 15,000, and you'll get a $25 voucher toward dinner, too. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
The following rules cover ESPN Cleveland contests, but may be amended by separate rules for specific contests. For each contest, you must meet eligibility requirements. No purchase necessary. Employees of Good Karma Broadcasting, ESPN Cleveland, its affiliates, partners, other radio stations in the metro area, and their immediate family members are ineligible. You must be a U.S. resident, 18 or older, living in Ohio. You can win a prize in an ESPN Cleveland contest only once every 60 days, or for a prize value over $600, only once every 6 months. Due to online streaming delays, online listeners may not be able to participate in on-air contests. One winner per household per contest. Prizes awarded pending verification of eligibility and are not transferable and cannot be exchanged or redeemed for cash. We reserve the right to substitute a prize of equivalent value if the prize or any part of the prize becomes unavailable. Decisions are final. Winner must present valid ID and information required for tax purposes. Winners must claim prizes in person within 30 days of winning. Winners must comply with all requirements and complete all releases or forfeit prize. Winners are responsible for all taxes. ESPN Cleveland isn't responsible for technical difficulties that may prevent you from completing a call or sending a text. For text contests, message and data rates may apply. These are your responsibility. For official rules, visit ESPN Cleveland Studios during regular business hours or online at ESPNCleveland.com.
Hi, I need an insurance quote.
I've got auto quotes, home quotes, life quotes. What kind of quote?
An auto quote?
We have liability and collision with a $250 deductible going once.
Wait.
Going twice.
But
sold to the woman with the confused look on her face.
Getting a quote shouldn't be such a rush. At Liberty Mutual, we'll take the time to understand your needs so you can get the coverage that's right for you today. Find a local office at libertymutual.com/agents and take the time to speak to a Liberty Mutual agent today. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Responsibility. What's your policy?
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. On location at the Super Bowl in Indianapolis, Indiana.
So glad that you've chosen to spend this portion of your Wednesday with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and broadcasting live from Radio Row at Super Bowl 46 in Indianapolis. And Browns fans, deposits for 2012 season tickets and club-level memberships, they're now being accepted. To place your deposit today, you call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today. And this segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12, a conversation with Antoine Molden, cornerback for the Patriots and a Glenville High product. With Patriots cornerback Antoine Molden, and we have a Cleveland connection here, of course, from Glenville High School to the Super Bowl. That path that you traveled, as you stand here now on media day in Lucas Oil Stadium, does it dawn on you just how far you've come?
I mean, that's my testimony, you know, how far I've come. I've definitely been blessed. You know, Christ's been along with me, you know, with his ride. You never left me. And, I mean, chapters of my life, you know, have been opening up and doors have been closing and new doors have been opening up. And so, you know, it's definitely been a blessing, you know, to see where I've come from, you know, the hard work that was put in, the people that surrounded me and helped me out, you know, a couple of my friends, you know, my family members, also mentors. And so that's been a blessing.
When you think about your days back at Glenville, every kid, I know, dreams that this will be his ultimate place, that you get to play in the Super Bowl, be a part of it, be a star in the National Football League. Were those the typical dreams that you had, and did you think that there was a reality to that it could actually happen for you?
Yes, I definitely had dreams of playing in a league one day. Playing a Super Bowl, you know, of course, you know, that was a team goal. You know, but at Glenville, you know, you have a bunch of hardworking guys, you know, trying to make it out of the situation, you know, that they're in. And I saw that, and I wasn't in a situation as bad as those guys, and I saw how hard they worked. So it definitely made me stronger as a person, you know, to work harder, you know, see the Ted game, you know, the Dante Whitners. You know, the guys, you know, that went to Ohio State, the Robert Rose and those guys. And so I saw how hard, you know, those guys work. It definitely became my DNA. You know, it was instilled in me. And I never looked back.
How exciting is it? I mean, you hear the crowd in the background. This is about 32 media days for me at the Super Bowl. This is the first time a crowd, though, has been invited in. It's all the crowd is usually the thousands of international media, but you have fans here as well. Just the scene and the sights of this whole thing, how special is it for you to be part of that?
I mean, it's fun, you know, all week, you know, to see the, you know, see the festivities and see all the fans, you know, come out, even our fans before we left. And that's when it dawned on me, you know, wow, we're going to the Super Bowl. It actually hit me, like, I'm actually going to the Super Bowl. And so that's where it all started.
And for you, this journey was so interesting because from Glenville, you go to the University of Toledo,
yep.
Right? And then and from there, Eastern Kentucky. So give me a breakdown of that path and how it worked out accordingly.
Sure, sure. I transferred, you know, high school as my senior year, you know, because I wanted to be a part of a track team in Cleveland Glenville. I actually wanted to transfer at the beginning of my senior year, but I wasn't 18 yet, so I couldn't make that decision at that time. I walked on at the University of Toledo, and they didn't offer me a scholarship, and so I had to transfer to Eastern Kentucky, where they offered me a scholarship. With Danny Hope, you know, he's now the coach of Purdue. So I thank him and his staff, you know, for offering me a scholarship. And I was drafted to Houston. I was their second pick in 2008. And I got released at the beginning of this year, after camp, actually, a latter part of camp. And then the Patriots picked me up off waiver wire within 12 hours after being released.
When you found yourself going, and of course the Texans end up having a playoff season, so and it looks like there's a promising future for them, but you end up joining the Patriots, you know their history, you know the success of three Super Bowl wins, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick. Was the feeling that you knew you were going to be joining something great immediately?
Yeah, I mean, most definitely. I, you know, another reporter asked me, you know, is he what you thought he was? And I said, I didn't see Bill at first, you know, as the media and the, you know, the fans and, you know, how everyone else seemed. You know, but when I got here, I see Bill for what he is. I mean, he's a smart guy. He's bright. He has a profound understanding about the game of football. He has a blueprint for success, and I see it, and I know how he built it. It's through hard work, knowing what you have to do, and I definitely enjoy it. Now I see why, you know, he's where he at and built this dynasty where it's at, you know, with Tom Brady and Kraft, you know, all of them put the hard work in there. No, to get this dynasty where it's at, you know, with three Super Bowl wins and the playoffs almost every year. And so it's definitely been a blessing to be a part of that.
Patriots cornerback Antoine Molden and Glenville High School product joining us here from Super Bowl 46 Media Day at Lucas Oil Stadium. It's been a rough year, to say the least, for the Patriots defense, particularly the pass defense. I know you've been part of this. You've started a couple of games. You got a couple of interceptions. But just talk about the challenges that you've faced as a secondary specifically and as a defense as a whole.
I mean, one, you know, it's definitely been fun. I mean, we proved all the you know, all the critics, you know, that we can go far in this league. So that's what we have. I think every guy has been playing a chip on their shoulder. I know there's a lot of injuries, you know, throughout the year and a lot of guys being moved around. And so it's football. That stuff is going to happen. I think we acclimated well, you know, to what had happened and took it one day at a time. We all did our job.
And as a defense, do you sort of say among yourselves, when you hear the, like you said, the critics, the naysayers say, well, this is a team that is carried by its offense that has to outscore opponents because the defense can't stop anybody. Do you guys take, I'm sure, take umbrage to that and maybe use that as motivation?
Yeah, it's a little bit of fuel, you know, to the fire that we already have, you know, to keep it burning longer, you know. But, no, the answer to the question, we have a standard, and no, regardless of what everybody else thinks, you know, we just continue, you know, working hard. If we do something wrong, you know, we don't look at it as wins or losses. We look at it as improving. You know, we don't have a fixed mindset. You know, we have a growth mindset, and that's the standard that we have in the secondary, and that's the standard that Bill installed in us. You know, so what if we, you know, we lose? I mean, we're gonna we're going to give up plays. But then we learn from it. That's the most important thing. So how we learn from our mistakes.
And what's the expectation? Eli Manning is playing extremely well. Lots of weapons in that Giants passing game.
Yeah. I mean, evidently, you know, they're here in the Super Bowl for a reason. I mean, they got a great core group of receivers. I mean, it's the best that we faced in the regular season. It's the best that we're going to face here in the Super Bowl. You know, I've always said, you know, the Giants had the best core group of receivers, talented wise. And also Eli Manning. I mean, you know, to aid them in the passing game. So he's a good quarterback. And so, you know, we definitely will be a good game.
Antoine, thank you so much, and good luck Sunday.
All right, thank you.
Love those stories of the hometown products making good and having that opportunity to catch up with Antoine Molden. Fun here, the cornerback again for the Patriots from Glenville High School in the Super Bowl. Dream come true for him. All right, we're going to have a conversation up next with the one and only Larry the Cable Guy. Yeah, Larry the Cable Guy. He's a big football fanatic, likes to hang out at Radio Row at Super Bowl, so while doing so, sits down with us, and we'll have a little conversation with him. We'll also answer your questions, the ones you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. As we continue with Cleveland Browns Daily, it's driven by Liberty Ford, broadcasting live from Radio Row, Super Bowl 46 in Indianapolis. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The wheel of your new Ford and save at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Right now, you can lease three of the best-selling fuel-efficient Fords for only $169 a month. Select from hundreds of Focuses, Fusions, and Escapes for just $169. That's right, Focus, Fusion, and Escape, all for only $169 a month. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty has been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Get your Valentine a gift that will set them apart. Come to Verizon for the new 4G LTE Droid Razor by Motorola 16GB. Now in black, white, and purple. The perfect color for Valentine's Day. Choose any color Droid Razor 16GB for only $199.99. Visit any Verizon store, vzw.com/valentine, or call 1-800-256-4646. Verizon. Requires new two-year activation and data pack. Early termination and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Alarm Force has the best value for all of your home security needs. Only Alarm Force has no charge live two-way voice with every alarm system. Installation, activation, and warranty are also no charge and only $25 a month for monitoring. Call Alarm Force today.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Hey, Cleveland, what irks you? What agitates you? What pisses you off? Rick Rance understands and wants to hear from you. Tune in to ESPN 1540 KNR2 every Saturday morning from 9 till 11 a.m. and let Rick Rance know what's on your mind. Nothing's off limits. Everything's exposed.
You may be thinking about it,
but Rick Rance wants to talk about it. Rick Rance, he's pissed and wants to talk to you. The Rick Rance Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on ESPN 1540 KNR2.
Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
That is why I never underestimate a man wearing suspenders. As my bartender pours a fresh-squeezed skinny Ritatini, I return to my ahi tuna sashimi and to business trip serenity for $9.50. Fresh and light beginnings surround me, like the quick-fired shrimp kung pao bowl. It invites me to dance its dance of succulence. But the entree I have ordered is a jealous mistress. Kate's Wild Haddock for just $17.90. Wood-grilled with lemon basil sauce, this work of art would make a Venetian sculptor quiver. And she arrives. When the bartender returns, he finds me speechless, though my glance says all there is to say. For we both speak the universal language of delicious.
Try our 6-ounce angler steak, choice sirloin, served with a salad inside, all for just $14.80.
Finally, a sirloin I can call sir. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland, at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
Med and NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12.
True to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Get behind the wheel of your new Ford and save at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Right now, you can lease three of the best-selling fuel-efficient Fords for only $169 a month. Select from hundreds of Focuses, Fusions, and Escapes for just $169. That's right, Focus, Fusion, and Escape, all for only $169 a month. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on location at the Super Bowl in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Live from Radio Row, Super Bowl 46 in Indianapolis. And we have Larry the Cable Guy joining us here on Radio Row from Super Bowl 46. Welcome to the show.
You're done. Hey, good to be here. This is awesome, isn't it? It's a good time. I'm waiting to see some big celebrities.
You're in that rank, man. And here's the deal. You're such a big football fan. I know a big Packer fan. Yeah. So you appreciate kind of the tradition of the game, which is what the Browns are all about, right? A lot of rich tradition there with Cleveland.
Yeah, the Browns are awesome. You know, I remember back in the day, Brian Sipe and all them boys, you know, because I grew up living in Nebraska. Believe it or not, I grew up a Raider fan.
In Nebraska?
Yeah, in Nebraska. So my favorite football was 70s football.
Okay.
You know, 70s up at about 1984, you know, that was, I think I can name every quarterback on every team in the NFL in the 70s, you know, that was,
sure.
But yeah, no, it's so cool that I'm on with y'all, because my buddy, when a real good friend of mine, another comedian that opens for me a lot, his nickname is Gooch, he's a DJ out in Vegas. Huge Browns fan. He's
oh, really?
From Cleveland.
Okay.
So every time we're on the road and it's a Sunday, we're working, he's got to find a place that's got the Browns game on, and he's a fanatic.
Outstanding.
Oh, so, yeah.
And being here and being part of this, and I know it's not your first year around Radio Row, but what is the enjoyment of being part of the Super Bowl and kind of the essence of this thing from your perspective?
I pinch myself. I still can't believe I'm a part of it. People ask me for interviews. I'm going, really? Me? You want me on there? Wow. So it's unbelievable. I've never experienced a Super Bowl in my life like this.
Yeah.
And it's just really amazing.
And your Packer appreciation, they gave you a really good run, and then... How tough was that for you? Best
Packer team in the history of the Packers, I think.
Yeah.
And they just blew it. Well, it's, you know, my wife made me a Packer fan back in 2003.
How'd that happen?
And I married my wife. She's from Wisconsin. And then I saw Brett Favre do an interview in 2001. That's when I started liking the Packers. He had on a Get Her Done Larry the Cable Guy shirt during an interview.
Okay.
And, you know, and I just started liking him. Started liking Favre. Next thing you know, I married my wife. She's in Wisconsin. So I'm a diehard Packer fan. But she told me, she goes, you know what? I'm sorry I drug you into this, but now you'll experience being a Packer fan and winning all these games and then losing when you think you go win. She was right.
And you're here, I want to mention, of course, with John Madden and Anthony Munoz on behalf of Prilosec OTC and encouraging fans the better way to tailgate and contest and so forth. Just talk a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, I've been going around from stadium to stadium, and we're doing a thing with Prilosec OTC. Better way to tailgate. We already had the challenge, and we picked three categories: team, your setup, your tailgate setup, your food, and your team spirit.
Okay.
And then two people in each category are meeting me here today, and we're gonna tailgate for everybody.
Okay.
And so anybody can come by and eat our food and the whole deal. We got a pig roast going on and the whole deal. I mean, it's Prilosec OTC has been really awesome, and it's been a really fun contest. And I know you can tell by looking at me, or you can't tell by looking at me, that I'm a frequent heartburn.
I've heard that about you, but I kind of can tell by your diet with the pig roast and so forth.
Well,
you're not a guy who's eating oatmeal every day.
No, I'm not eating oatmeal. I'm a guy, you know, I enjoy the Waffle House. pops every now and then. You know, that's, you know, the Waffle House, that's where it goes in smothered and covered and comes out scattered and splattered. You did know that, right?
I did.
Well, now
I
you
do.
Do.
I do now.
That's the only place where you can go eat and come home and your Glade plug-in will start a carpet fire right there.
Larry, thank you so much for taking just a few minutes to join us here. We really appreciate it. And I know the people in Cleveland loved you. You were just there in December.
I was just there. Yes, I was. And,
right.
and we enjoyed it. Everybody in Cleveland's awesome, great fans, and I do appreciate it.
Thank you, my man.
Thank you.
Larry the Cable Guy joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up from Super Bowl 46 Radio Row in Indianapolis. Yeah, much more is coming up, and that's us. It was pretty wild and fun to have Larry the Cable Guy Gator Dunn talking with us and sharing his his dietary stuff. That was fun, too. Okay, we go to Ask Vic. It's driven by Liberty Ford. The questions you post for me on the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages via Facebook, Joe asks. Well, comments, but there's a question kind of in this process. Joe talks about wanting to see the Browns go after Trent Richardson, the Alabama running back. Good runner, hard hitter, he describes him at. Perfect for our division. He said, I would get rid of Peyton Hillis. Too much drama last season. And it's interesting that he goes there. Obviously, there's been discussion about maybe the Browns being interested in keeping Hillis for, quote, the right price. And that is a possibility, I guess, that's on the table because they were trying to get him signed last year, or earlier in the year, didn't do so. So we'll see if something happens with that. But I like Richardson a lot. I don't know how high a draft pick I want to see him become. Running backs, just the thing I have with running backs. But he is a talented player. Jerry Kramer, want to thank him. Rich Gannon, Antoine Molden, Larry the Cable Guy, Michelle Manzo, Drew Boatner, Danielle Lavelli, Will Burge, you're going to hear him next, and Dave DiNatale, our producer, along with Emmett Golden. Thank you for all your help, guys. Talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily from Super Bowl, driven by Liberty Ford, from Super Bowl 46.